But that's because it was a different sort of programme by then, anyway, wasn't it? The station was different.
606 wasn't. 606 wasn't. And I used to do it on Wednesday night. Where it became... 606 never was. I left 606 in the first... I did it for nearly 2 years and then left it because I'd been offered a fortune to go to television and do loads of television programmes. And did I want to go work on Saturday? No. Again, it's this disclaiming of saying you do best. It happens, you know. I can always go back and do that, which I can. So do you want to do game shows? But yes, why not? Do you want to do... I used to do 7 game shows a day in Scotland, all week, a day. We used to do win, lose or draw up in Scotland. That was actually a very good show. But the rest of them didn't turn out like that. Went off and did 3 years of telly. And in the meantime, it's fitting in all this stuff. You wouldn't believe the amount of work I did in that 4 years. Probably scared by that bailiff's face still.
So what went wrong? Because here you are at one stage doing absolutely everything,
yeah.
Some of which is not exactly mainstream broadcasting.
But see, I think the problem with it is I suggest very populist programmes. Big old Danny Backroft, the Daz adverts, you know, the Cockney fella. And yet I'm not that. Hopefully, there's one or two pointers. It's not quite Call Love a Duck stuff. And that was always the problem. I don't mind doing it. I'm not doing that. But the thing is, they say, oh, marry up the game shows. But I remember doing the God Be Praised show, Pets Win Prizes, which I loved and could have been a big hit. But as I saw a big, dumb show called Pets Win Prizes, opening it up every week, going up to the camera and saying, it's your licence fee at work. Welcome to the best, most entertaining half hour of your lives. Then, could you just say, oh, well, you know, it's Pets Win Prizes, bring you, and all alliterative games, and there was a game, Pavarotti Pooches, you know, and I said, no, call it, I guarantee my dog will sing. Hit it head on, defy people to say this is, you know, it's no great mind game, but I said, if you're going to do a show called Pets Win Prizes, look in the camera and say, yep, yep, and it went very well. But the Bee were very unhappy with it, because they'd rather I was less, whether it's postmodern or just of a nuisance. But I could not agree with them on stuff like that, and neither could the public, so I fell between two stools. Here you've got someone who looks like a baggy pants old latter-day Monty Modlin, who likes to play around with a format. Now, I'm not saying who's right or wrong there. It's plainly I was wrong, because the shows didn't do any good. But I've never been very good at towing a straight line. Always a little kink in it is always the way I was saw doing shows.
But more than a bit of a kink in some respects, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, no, plain old-fashioned lousy in many respects.
I wasn't going to get into the quality or otherwise of the programmes. That's entirely subjective.
I think the jury have returned on that, yeah.
Well, in some cases they gave it a big thumbs down. In other cases they didn't, in your early days.
The natural thing is to be defensive. But the fact is the shows did neither better nor worse than... I don't know, I suspect Frank Skinner's show did or whatever, but at the time I was everywhere. And believe me, I was as sick of the sound of my own voice, if you can imagine such a thing, as everyone else. But it happens. And it's not what you are, it's what you do. I'd probably make exactly the same mistakes again, but as long as you know in the end you can fall back on something which has a grain of quality in it, which is some of the stuff I do, that's all right.